Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Hey, spring here yet?
Yeah. No. It's not. It's not here.
358.
It will be this. Yeah, that's right.
What's the temperature today again?
+8. So spring is here.
Spring is here.
Yeah. Tomorrow's +9.
You know how spring is here? You know how you know spring is here? Because with our good friends at Tom's Independent Grocer.
And Sask Milk.
Chad and Ballsy and the rest of the crew will be out at the Frederick W. Hill Mall in the plaza there.
That's right.
This afternoon, or this morning, starting at about 11:30 for about an hour.
Yeah.
Over the lunch hour.
While supplies last. Yeah.
Handing out ice cream treats.
Yes.
That's what we're going to do to kick off spring today.
And I'm going to see how many I can cram in my mouth.
No, it's not for you. You get none of
them. That's what they say. But have fun.
Is that why you slipped in while supplies last?
Yes. Of course. It's the first day of spring. Are we feeling good about it? I found yesterday, I was driving around doing a little cruising around town. Everybody was very nice. I found everybody was smiley, even in the building. There's a new hope.
There's a spring in a step.
After that February, there is just no way you can't feel good about the
winter. I don't think we're done with winter yet. I think old man winter's still going to be grumpy for a couple of days here or there.
I think we're done with winter. Like, I think we're not going to see minus 40 again until next winter. But yeah, there is snow in the forecast for Sunday and +2. But I don't know how much snow. It's still far away.
You know, when it's spring, we call that white rain. That's what we call that.
Yeah,
white
rain.
It's not snow. It's not snow.
You know, it cleans the streets.
That's what it does. Somebody's got it.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
So they asked 2,000 people what they spend their disposable income in. That's income after your bills, right?
Is there such a thing?
That's what they say.
Okay.
So if you have extra cash, what are you spending most of your cash on? If you have extra cash. No, a little tighter in your house now because your wife's on maternity leave. But if you do have extra cash, what are you spending it on?
We like vacations.
Okay, that was number two on the list.
The reason we like vacations is because they're experiences, and I often feel like those are what's most important in life.
Now you have nothing tangible at the end of them in terms of what.
Yeah, you do though. You have those memories, and you have the stories with people
till you get dementia. But that's okay. Right now, like you're right. I agree. No. Vacations are good. And I think the older you get, it's the experiences that you want. You're right. The number one thing people said was eating out at restaurants,
right?
Or fast.
We've
food.
Stopped doing that a little bit, but that's only because we have. Our son, and it's tougher to go out.
I think why people eat out a lot is because they're rushed in a bunch of different activities and stuff, so they don't have time to come home and make supper, and they don't make meals for like a week in advance, so you just come home and heat something
up. You know
quickly.
What we've done now, and a lot of people do this too, you get the meals delivered to your house?
Yeah.
Like, we've started that.
Like skip the dishes?
Well, No. I don't want to say the name because they don't pay our bills.
Oh.
But there are these, you know, companies that will send the ingredients to your house, and you make the meal there, right? And they send you like a week's worth of meals, and then you make them.
How about this one? How about going to the bar? Do you spend a lot of your disposable income going?
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Used to.
The older you,
a lot. I used to a lot.
Do you regret? Do you wish you would have had some of the cash you wasted on the bar back in the day? No.
No. Because
once again, experiences
and stories.
Yeah.
You know, and that's where it's you got to be social.
Yeah.
And that's where I feel. Honestly, and some people would maybe say that what I did was dumb back in the day, but I used to go to the bar a lot, and that's where you get those stories, and those are priceless too.
So 936 Wolf, the number to call or text, 936-9653. Do you have disposable income?
That's
if so, what are you spending it?
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
So the budget came down yesterday, the federal budget. The provincial budget's coming down today, mm-hmm. so we'll get our double whammy probably.
Yeah.
So we're asking you, first of all, do you have disposable income? That's right. Income after bills.
Yeah, yeah.
Taxes and everything. And number two, if you do have said disposable income, what do you spend it on?
Yeah.
We're asking you to weigh in, 936. Well, if that's the number to call or text, you know, we like calls. We like talking to people.
Now, I think there's some confusion here because some people are saying, I spend it on groceries. That's not disposable income.
No.
You see, you need food to live.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, that's not disposable.
Well, I love a first-time texter like we got here, but when you're a first-time texter, you need to know the etiquette with Chad and Ballsy.
Yeah.
Please leave your name so we can address you, okay? Mm-hmm. Anyway, first-time texter here. Any disposable income goes towards fishing. Gotta have that new gimmick fishing lure. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
I know a lot of people that spend a ton of money on fishing. Like a crazy amount. That and golf.
Golf's a big one.
Holy man, can that get expensive.
Gloves and shoes and membership.
Just
and
the rounds just rounds, going out. Yeah.
And then another one we got here from Dave at 936-9653. Hey, Chad and Ballsy, I spend my spare cash on my car and throwing axes. So it must be entertaining, right?
Like lumberjacks or whatever.
Yeah. So anyway, 936 Wolf, if you do have disposable income, what do you spend it on?
Do you have a thing you spend things on?
You know what I do spend? I have the, like, I buy tea every day.
Yeah.
The reason why I do it isn't because I think I am addicted to tea, but you know why I do it is so I have change for the meter.
Right, yeah.
That's kind of what, and I would say probably gym clothes. I don't need gym clothes.
Right.
But I buy shoes, I buy clothes. That's kind of what I do, gym clothes. That's
fluorescent.
What
you walk around looking like a human freezer.
I did buy myself a San Diego Padres brown and
that
yellow.
Is very
orange
disposable.
Chad and Ballsy daily.
We're talking disposable income if it exists in your family. And Brandon says this on the text line at 936 Wolf. You want to talk about disposable income? Well, here's one for your younger audience members. Don't start smoking. There is no such thing as disposable income when you're hooked on the butts. Started when I was 14, and at this point in my life, I can smoke a pack and a half a day. I make pretty good money, but anything left over after my expenses usually finds itself spent on smoke. Seriously, $17 a pack. You do the math.
Wow.
That is insane. $17 a pack, and you think, honestly, and I mean, people who smoke know this already, but you're paying to kill yourself slowly. I mean, it's craziness. It is absolutely insanity.
That's $119 a week.
And take this from somebody who has lost a close family member because of smoking. I'm telling you right now, it's not worth it.
They talked to about 850 smokers, current smokers, and 1,200 ex-smokers, because today is National Kick Butts Day.
Yeah.
Okay, to give up cigarettes, cigarette butts, get it, kick butts. Anyway, health wasn't the number one reason why they gave up smoking.
Yeah.
Money.
Of course.
Because like we said, $119 a day on average.
You don't see the immediate consequence on health. You see the immediate consequence on money.
Health was the number two reason. Pressure from family and friends was three. Mm-hmm. Becoming a parent or grandparent was number four.
Of course.
And like you said, at a distance five, losing a loved one or a friend to smoking.
Right. It just doesn't make sense to do it. And I mean, I know I'm preaching. And I used to, when I smoked, because I used to be a smoker.
You used to hate people preaching to you.
And I used to hate that. Yeah. When people, it's like, I know what I'm doing wrong. I know what I'm doing to myself. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you need a kick in the ass. And it's just kind of like, you know what? Do yourself some good. It sucks for the first little while. When you quit smoking, it sucks. It's one of the toughest, I'm telling you now, it's one of the toughest things you will ever do. But after about, some people say after, you know, 3 days. No. Honestly, this is how it is. After 6 months, you start feeling like, okay, I can do this. It takes 6 months.
I can't speak because I've never smoked, but Brandon, if you actually took $120, it's rounded, $120 a week cash, and actually saw the cash going out the window, that might change your perspective.
Yeah, take the money and you're right.
Yeah.
Put it under the mattress.
Yeah.
Save it up. You'll see.
Chad and Ballsy daily.
How many people in your life, in your life,
yeah.
How many people's numbers do you know off the top of your head? Phone numbers.
I would know my wife's, my own, which sometimes I even have to look up, and my mom's, I think I know off hard. That's it.
I know both
and
my
both
my parents. I know my kids.
Right.
I know like my sister, my brother.
The important people. In your life. 10 people.
10 to 15 people.
That's a lot.
10 to 15 people. But I'll tell you what, technology makes us dumb. And I was looking at this article online, and it's true. They say the things we forget because of technology are people's phone numbers, mm-hmm. passwords, because mm-hmm. you don't remember all your passwords. You just automatically save the password, so you just sit down at the computer, right? Mm-hmm. Another one, how to spell. Spelling goes by the side.
Autocorrect. And,
like math.
Right.
Math. So technology is making us dumber.
My question to you is...
Yeah.
Why do we need to remember phone numbers? Like, why do you need to remember? What, are you going to a payphone sometime soon that doesn't have your contact list? Like, why do you need phone numbers? Why is this? And that's, I've heard that constantly. Everybody says, well, people just don't remember phone numbers anymore. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? They also don't remember polio.
Do you remember?
Do you remember
when your favorite show comes on?
No, I don't have to remember. You know why I don't have to remember?
Why?
Because I PVR it.
Lazy.
Or
lazy
I watch it
dumb.
On demand. No, that's
makes
not lazy laziness. That's called taking advantage of technology. I often hear you downplaying technology and poo-pooing it and just say, oh, technology. What's wrong with it? Take advantage. I guarantee you when you're in the hospital, you're not going to be like, you know what? I can do this surgery without anesthesia. Well, why don't you give me a towel to wipe down on?
I never said that.
Well, but that's how it is.
It's great that there's technology. I'm just saying in a lot of cases, it makes us dumber.
It makes us smarter.
No, it doesn't.
It gives us more time to focus on things that are important in life.
Well, I will tell you this. You know what? You're on to something here. It is such a nice day for you to walk around and look at your phone outside.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
We are talking technology. I am a firm believer that technology does make us better. It makes us smarter. You are on the other end.
No, dumber and lazier. It is. It's the ruination of society.
Your big thing. I don't understand why it's so important to remember phone numbers. Like I don't get that. Hey, the Wolf. What do you think?
Hey, you got to remember phone numbers in case your phone dies and you're in an emergency, bro.
That's what I mean, yeah.
If I'm in an emergency, there are only three numbers I need to know. 9, 1, and 1. That's it. What else is an emergency? Like, I don't understand.
Family, wife, kids.
Yeah, what if your son got sick and you had to get a hold of your wife and you can't remember her number because your phone's dead?
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, come on, Chad. Get with it.
That's fair part.
What did we do before? Like... You know,
we remembered them.
That's right. We remembered them. That's right.
And then you would go up to your rotary phone and it would take you half an hour to dial them in.
What if you smash your phone? You have somebody else.
Yeah, good point.
You know what? Right now, I'm telling you, you should not be talking about phone and phone quality.
All right, thanks, buddy.
I think I offended him, but it's true.
If you smashed your phone, if you dropped your phone in the lake fishing, okay, what are you going to do? How are you going to call anybody? You don't remember any numbers. Your buddy won't have the contacts for you on his phone.
I don't care. Welcome to the I don't care generation, Ballsy. I don't give a sh**. Not one.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young singing about the biggest festival of all time. That would, of course, be Woodstock, without a doubt. This song actually written by... Question, do you know who this song is written by? Guess.
No. Burton Cummings.
No, Joni Mitchell.
Joni Mitchell wrote that.
Because her boyfriend was Graham Nash at the time, yeah. And he told her stories about what Woodstock was like when Crosby, Stills, and Nash and Young performed at Woodstock.
Good piece of information.
Yeah, and so Joni Mitchell wrote it, and she said the reason she was so intense about Woodstock was because she wasn't there. Her manager actually told her, listen, don't go to this Woodstock. It's not worth it. You need to be on the Dick Cavett show. So that's what she did. She went on a TV show instead of going to Woodstock and watched all the coverage of it. It ended up being, I think they were expecting a few thousand people at this festival. There were over 500,000 people that showed up for the original Woodstock in 1969. And they celebrate the 50th anniversary of it this August. The lineup was just released yesterday. There are some massive names on it, all right? So you've got The Killers, you've got Jay-Z,
mm-hmm.
Robert Plant of Led Zeppelin. Some of the rumors were true. Greta Van Fleet will be there. The Black Keys there as well. Imagine Dragons, Cage the Elephant, Miley Cyrus on the lineup too. So it's very
John
eclectic.
Fogerty, I think.
That's the thing. They have some originals on there, like John Fogerty. I believe CCR was at the first Woodstock. I'm not totally sure on that one, actually. Santana was there, though.
Santana,
for sure.
He's there again.
And he's there again, as is Canned Heat. And Dead and Company. So the Grateful Dead, like the surviving members of the Grateful Dead, will be there with special guests performing throughout as well. So this is going to be a massive festival. I don't know what it's going to cost to get in.
Is it on the same farm?
I don't believe it's on Max Yazger's farm, but I think it's in the same general area.
The vicinity. Okay.
Yeah. Again, don't quote me on the exact location of it, but it kind of does seem like they're going to change it up a little bit. Because in 1994 and 1999, it was very corporate.
Yeah.
Super corporate. Like, we're talking $8 for a bottle of water corporate.
Wow.
It was insane. And that's what caused a lot of the issues, especially in 99, when the fires were lit, when the Red Hot Chili Peppers were playing, when Limp Bizkit was playing, and they were tearing down sets. Well, first off, don't put Limp Bizkit on after Alanis Morissette, you dummies.
Yeah.
But so that led to a lot of issues. They're calling this one 3 days of peace, love, and music.
I was going to say, is it going to be as free-spirited as the first one?
Well, I don't know about that, because there are more laws in place. But I would hope they go back more towards that. And I think the first thing they have to do is have lower ticket prices. That's the first thing you have to do, because as soon as you jack those prices up, you know that it could be $500 to $1,000 to go to this festival if they wanted it to be.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you jack those prices up, there are expectations that come with it. All right?
That's right, yeah.
When it's that much, oh, I need VIP tents.
Right.
Now. All right? I got to have...
Can't
listen,
just have outhouses.
I can't use a porta potty, you guys. I got to have actual bath. If you charge $5, $20, $50 even to get in for the weekend,
nobody can bitch.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I hope that's where they start, but I have my doubts. Anyway, Woodstock 50 this August.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.